it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Ian Smith's had a good match here.
Stumped by Smithy.
Ian Smith really is top class at his job.
Yes, it's that time of the day, and there's Brian in the seat today. It is time to give away some money with the TAB and Stump Smithy. Now, we have our three categories already. I think I did one. One's probably Logan's, and the other one is Niv sitting next to me. Smithy, we have our phone lines loaded. Three people ready to take you on. How are you feeling about today's Stumped?
I'm on a roll. I'm not worried at all, actually. I think it's a fait accompli that we'll be playing for 200 tomorrow. But then again, who's our first unlucky customer this morning, Brian?
Oh, first cab off the rank all the way from Turboland, or the land of the windmills, eh? Lammy from Palmy North. Come in, Lammy.
Oh, g'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, we're going pretty damn good, actually, Lammy. We're up to 150 bucks, which is pretty cool. This will be interesting to me. Now, Brian's going to give you the three choices. Should you choose Formula One, you won't be taking me on, all right? You'll be taking on Aroha. Are you prepared to back yourself at Formula One against Aroha? So what are the three categories?
Hell no.
No, cut it out.
Oh, Lammy's backing out. Okay, so the three categories are Formula One. No, I'm joking. Basketball, the FA Cup, and Formula One.
Basketball.
Ooh, okay. You should have seen Aroha's face there. There's a bit of relief across it. Not because she was nervous, but because she doesn't like losing, which I can get with.
Okay, right, Lammy. Question one. Let's get into this, Brian.
All right, let's go. Okay, Lammy from Palmerston North. This is a bit of a historical one here. In 2002, FIBA Basketball World Cup. Who did the Tall Blacks lose to in the bronze medal match?
God. Okay, I know Smitty knows this.
No, it wasn't God.
Lithuania?
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
And Richie's not happy with you. It's through to the keeper.
Who do we lose to? We lost to Yugoslavia.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Oh, you were in the Eastern Bloc, but it was Germany. Dirk Nowitzki top scored 29 points in that game. Phil Jones top scored for us with 26. Man, Phil Jones could go. Phil Jones could go in his day. And now his daughter's doing big things in the States, which is really cool to see. Next question. Jordan Ngatai debuted in the NZNBL back in 2012 with the Wellington Saints. This season, he'll play for a new team. Who was he joining in this year's New Zealand National Basketball League?
The only team I can think of is the Auckland Tuatara.
One of the worst things I have ever seen.
Oh, Snicko shows something on the meter, and it's through to the keeper.
Bayhawks. It's the Bayhawks.
Right in the slot. Underway it goes.
Back to the pavilion, Lammy.
Oh, Brian, that was a good one because it was in the news the other day. It's just fantastic.
Exactly,
on the local
yes.
front for Hawke's Bay. What a big signing.
Huge. I mean, the Hawks have a proud history as well. Grew up watching them myself in the days of the Winnie Tunners and the Henare brothers. It was awesome. But anyway, we now welcome first drop up Reed from Gore. Welcome to the crease.
G'day, fellas. How are we today?
All right, how's your basketball, man?
Oh, Yeah, we'll see, Smitty. We'll see.
Okay.
Nice. Good luck. Now this one for the for the biscuits, Rito. The Perth Wildcats have squeezed into the ANBL play-in tournament by 0-0-6 in the points percentage tiebreaker. Which team missed out and finished seventh?
I'll just go with the Taipans.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Through to the keeper.
Right, okay. I know we're in. I know Sydney are in. I know the Jack Jumpers are in. I'm just trying to work through the teams here. Is it Illawarra Hawks, or could it possibly be the Adelaide 36ers? It's one of those two teams, I think. Adelaide 36ers, or the other team that Kai come into play, maybe is the Brisbane Bullets. So I'm not sure about any of those two, three sides. Which one is it? It's not, no. I've got to say, because I have no idea. I'm running out of teams. I'm running out of options here. I've got to go. I have to go for the Adelaide 36ers.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
No. Unfortunately, gentlemen, it is Melbourne United.
Melbourne United.
Hey, who would have thunk?
It's not bad news for Reid. Reid's a winner. Absolutely a winner by default. $150 you get because of my lack of knowledge. Really. That is a bonus for you, Reid.
Look, I've got to know Reid over a few years working for another radio station in this one. I could probably say that he isn't happy with the way he won it, but he'll take it, right, Reid?
I'll take it. Thanks, Smitty. You're on a bit of a roll too, so it's always good to see you dropping one behind the stumps.
I thought I had it covered, actually, those three teams. I really did. I forgot about Melbourne and South-East Melbourne, I suppose, as well. But, nah, damn it. Okay, Reid, stay on the line. Niv will get your details. I think we've probably got them and had them for a number of years now. But just stay there and we'll get that money to you as soon as possible, eh? Enjoy it.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers, Reid from Gore there. I sound like a sore loser, and I am. I should have got that. I absolutely should have got that, and I apologise. So we're back to $50 tomorrow, and it is 11:41 today here on SENZ.